I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Balboni.
And you were not expecting me to start when we started.
It's really loud.
You almost fell out of your chair.
It did.
Yeah, I'm really loud on my podcast.
Yeah.
So when I do my other show, Boo to a Goose, which you can find now on wherever you get your podcasts, it's me and my wife, Andy, discussing British slang.
Way to drop that.
Yeah, had to get that out of the way early. I need to get my listeners up, and what better way to do it than the first 30 seconds of my other show?
By the way, it's Friday, July 24th.
Woo! Friday! We always record on Fridays. Yes. I don't know why. we have one microphone, but we put it right in front of her face, and then I sit on the other side of the table.
Oh, okay, so because she's very quiet.
Yeah, and then we come in at roughly the same
very
balance.
Very proper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're
vocal
super
tone.
Loud.
I'm so loud.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm pretty loud, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's why this is a good show.
Yeah. Compliment the loudness.
Right.
Welcome to Escapist Comics Podcast. I don't know if we said that yet.
We did. That's okay. The first thing I said.
Okay, I don't
know. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Balboni.
And
I'm cut.
We'll cut the rest of that out.
I'm tired. It's been a long week.
So let's get right into Strange Adventures. I think this is a comic that we both read, that we both like.
We talk about comics on this show.
Yeah.
Actual comics that
occasionally.
We read occasionally.
I assure you, we'll be very angry about cartoons later.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we have to talk about comic books.
Sure.
So I know that we've talked about the show on this comic on the show before, Tom King and Mitch Gerard's and Evan Shaner's Strange Adventures.
Yeah, I think we only talked about issue one.
Oh, we didn't talk about issue two.
Mm-mm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we can talk about both issues.
Yeah. This is DC's best book right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's got a lot of things going for it. It revitalizes a character that I think there's not very many DC... Well, that's not a fair thing to say. There's... not many DC characters this esoteric,
yes,
with such an easy sell.
Yes.
He's an archaeologist who randomly be transported to another world,
mm-hmm,
and he fights monsters.
Right.
I think this could be an amazing movie.
Yes.
And I can't believe it's taken this long for them to make a story about Adam Strange this good.
It's going to be an HBO series.
Oh, they are doing Strange Adventures.
They are doing it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Forgot.
But we don't really know if it's going to be Adam Strange or if it's just going to be a sci-fi series. They have not released that.
Yeah, it's not called Adam Strange. It's just, mm-hmm, called Strange
Adventures. It's called Strange Adventures.
He did appear in that series for much of his career.
Yes.
But so did many other characters.
Yeah, and he's also appeared in that terrible Krypton series, which people keep trying to convince me to watch, and then every time I try to watch it, like, Lobo's on it or something, and I was like, I don't care about this.
I like Lobo, but I get, yeah, I see.
No. Yeah. Why is he on Krypton?
He's old. Older than Krypton.
I guess.
Isn't Lobo like hundreds of years old?
Well, I just don't understand why he's on a show about Krypton.
Because he's the main man.
On his motorcycle?
He's the last Zarnian.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't they establish... Oh, this was in American Alien, Max Landis' American Alien series.
Let's not talk about Max Landis.
I'm separating the art from
okay,
the artist.
Because right.
I did really, really like
it
American
was a
Alien.
Good series,
and
yeah.
I read it after we found out the deal, and I'm still like, well, I don't like him, but this is good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they reveal, I think in that comic, Max Landis decided to have Lobo be the person who tells Superman, the reason you're like this is because you're from this planet, and they're all dead.
Right.
But so, me too.
Yeah.
I'm the last of my kind because he killed them.
That's true. That was fair. He also made that movie that wasn't bad.
Chronicle?
Chronicle, yeah. He wrote it. Yeah,
yeah, but apparently the director insisted he not be on set because of what a creep
he did.
Is.
I was going to bring that up
yeah,
as well.
So
yeah,
so yeah. That's all we need to talk about Max Landis.
All right. Screw you, Max Landis.
Yeah, really.
You're canceled. Anyway.
His uncle used to shop here.
What?
His uncle shopped here.
Oh.
You remember that?
Oh, that's right, he did.
Wolf the Duelman. He came in and said, I'm Max Landis' uncle. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I looked it up, and he was.
He was, yeah.
And he was talking about how excited he was to see Max at Thanksgiving. And then when that guy died, I tweeted at Max Landis saying, hey, this your uncle bought comics at my store. And he replied, thank you for saying this.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, what a cool moment. And then the news happened.
Well, why are people had to be so terrible?
Yeah, it sucks.
Ugh. No. Anyways, this comic is good.
People, I guarantee you, at least one person turned off the show because of that conversation. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, Tom King and Mitch Gerards have always been nice to me.
Yeah.
I haven't met Evan Shaner, but...
I've been following Doc Shaner's career for a while, and I think that there's no one better suited to draw Adam Strange.
Yes. He is great.
And I love that it's... They have Mitch Gerards on Earth and Evan Shaner on Ran. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, if you haven't read this.
And the two different covers.
There's two different covers. And yeah, Mitch Gerards does Earth. Duck Shaner does Ran. And but the colors are the same. So it contrasts really similar. Yeah, it flows really well.
That does help with the flow. I didn't necessarily put that together.
Yeah. I don't know if
probably different inkers.
Do you think it's? I think they both ink their own stuff. Actually, I think the color.
It just says interior and cover art. Actually, it doesn't give credit to a colorist.
I think that they color their own stuff.
Okay.
So they're just like complimenting each other. They do really everything nicely. They do everything. That's really nice.
Maybe they work together on it.
Yeah, I believe that they do.
Oh, this is neat. And issue 3 at the beginning. So Superman appears in this issue. He has like a brief cameo where he's flying around with Adam Strange. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster by special arrangement with the Jerry Siegel family.
Ooh.
So
they ask.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that either.
I mean, do they have that in the front of every Superman comic now?
Absolutely not.
I can't imagine.
No. So that means that Tom King specifically asked the Siegel family.
Mine.
if they could use Superman in this story.
Right.
That's super nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like how Weird Al, you don't have to ask to do a song parody, but Weird Al asks always.
Yeah.
And that's why he never did a Prince parody, because Prince always said, leave me alone.
Who are you?
Oh, no, he did do a Prince parody. Want to Be Your Lover is like maybe it's only for specific songs that he asked permission.
What a jerk.
Weird Al, the rudest man in novelty music. But this comic.
So
it does a number of really cool things. It has Adam Strange sort of functioning in his own little world.
Right.
But also, it's still the DC Universe, because the other major player in this comic, besides Adam Strange and his wife Alana, is Mr. Terrific.
Right.
So, what do you think Mr. Terrific's powers are?
So, I am not super familiar with Mr. Terrific. I was not a big JSA reader, and that's when he was created, right?
Technically, he predates the JSA comic. He didn't join at the jump. I think he first appeared in, like... Oh my god, I don't remember. I remember reading, like, oh, I wonder how I could find the comic. It's not reprinted anywhere because it just wasn't. It's like in a random issue of The Atom from the 2000s or something.
So Jeff Johns didn't create him?
Jeff Johns did not create him.
Okay. Well, he's still a very interesting, different character. And so he's super intelligent, right?
Yep.
And that's why Batman enlists his help to figure out what's going on with Adam Strange.
He first appeared in The Spectre number 54 from 1997, so it was like a Golden Age character.
Oh my god, you know what's super weird? It's because I loved that series, and I definitely read that, and I still don't remember. we talked about The Spectre last week, or 2 weeks ago.
And
every time The Spectre has a comic, I read it, because he's one of my favorite...
Like, it's a great idea DC for a character, and it doesn't make any sense whenever he's on a team. Doesn't make any sense, but...
No,
but
like when he took over Hal Jordan's body.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I believe was that right after that series, that 97 series.
That sounds about right on the timetable, yeah. Because Superman died around that time, and then...
I probably have that comic.
Oh, really?
that original
Well, Mr.
comic.
Terrific is probably... This is the most famous and successful he's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to make a... I mean, he's been on Justice League. I'm surprised, considering how dope his costume is, I'm surprised they've never put him in a live action anything.
Yeah. And Tom King is so smart. Like, when I was reading the second issue of this, and he has that little ball that follows him around.
T-Spheres.
Okay, see, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's like the main. So he's a super genius, and his thing is all about like fair play, but mainly his thing is that he's smart,
right.
And he has his own team called the Terrifics and whatnot. But he in these T-spheres follow him around, and they can like. He can ask them any question, you know, like They can analyze the air, they can search the internet, they can do whatever. And he's also, they're synced up to his mask. His mask has like some abilities too. Mm-hmm. And also that he can use them to fight because he can control them essentially telepathically. So sometimes in fights, he's just standing there and they're flying around smacking dudes in the face and groin or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, he just talk, they like quiz him on trivia.
They quiz him on trivia all day.
That's what the T stands for.
That's what the, okay. Trivia.
That's never terrific, except for trivia.
But Tom King is thinking of these insane questions to ask Mr. Terrific, right? And I was just like sitting here, these are the best trivia questions and the hardest.
They're really hard.
They're so hard. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be able to think of this. Would you? Except for maybe the Gawain question, which is the only one I knew the answer to.
Was that the
Arthur.
Oh, the Arthurian. Yeah. I
that's the only one I knew.
I mean, I could have gotten that right if you gave me 7 tries. Lancelot. No.
No.
Robin. No. Percival. No. Tristan. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's not even the answer. The answer is like this whole giant convoluted like quest that he had to do.
Right.
And I only know that because I think I've read like every Arthur book and watched every Arthur series on the planet. And it's because of my mother. It's her fault. Anyways.
Did you read Camelot 3000? We've talked about Camelot 3000. The best.
The worst.
Wrong. Next episode, we'll get into it. Stay tuned.
We're going to reread Camelot 3000 from the beginning.
Brian Bolland?
I know. The art is great. I will give you that.
Okay.
All right. And when Mr. Terrific, a little spoiler, not really, but so I still don't know who this is at this point, right?
Sure.
And when he puts his like red eyeball, maybe it's his mask thing on, I'm mm-hmm. like, is this Bloodshot? Like,
in theaters, never, starring Vin Diesel.
Right. Poor Bloodshot.
Yeah.
We got a Valiant Free Comic Book Day comic, and it has Vin Diesel Bloodshot on the cover. It was supposed to be like their big promotion for that. And it just made me so sad.
Shout out to Robert, who also works here, who's on record saying today, isn't Vin Diesel too old to start an action franchise? Like, sure, we can keep making Die Hard movies with Bruce Willis.
Look at The Rock.
But how many franchises is he... The Rock is... Okay. I recently, as in the last couple days, watched The Rock's Race to Witch Mountain,
uh-huh.
and he's so skinny.
Yeah.
And that was when he was, like, young. Now he's, like, double in width.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's The Rock. It's different.
Because he's the best.
Because he's The Rock.
He's
and,
The Rock.
Yeah. And you can understand him every time he talks, unlike Vin Diesel.
That's true.
Family. It's about family.
Family. He's like, Rocky. But worse.
Were they in? Oh no, Vin was never in The Expendables.
Yeah, he wasn't invited yet.
Yeah.
Which makes it so sad.
They had Statham. They didn't need 2.
No. But they had like 20 of them.
Yeah, they didn't need 2. But Vin Diesel and Jason Statham are so similar.
Are they?
Aren't they?
I mean, Vin Diesel's not British.
What is he?
I don't know.
He could come from anywhere. You could say Vin Diesel is anything, and I'd believe you.
It's true.
Vin Diesel. And in the future, everyone's going to look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. What future is this? So Strange Adventures, we love it. Do we need to talk
about it? Oh, yeah. We don't really need it's essentially like, what I like about it is that it seems like Adam Strange and Alana are maybe the bad guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's very gray morality.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Terrific is just trying to investigate. It almost has like, maybe I'm just saying it has a true crime feel because, I just finished watching American Vandal on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that still.
It's... Just watch the first episode and tell me that you're not like, I gotta see the next one.
Yeah.
Only the first season. I haven't seen the second season yet. But, like, Mr. Terrific, who's just trying to find the truth, he doesn't mm-hmm. want Adam Strange to be guilty or innocent of what he's accused of.
Yeah.
He just wants to know what the real deal is. So we're just using... And Adam Strange is keeping a lot of stuff close to the chest. If you hear the Adam Strange story... Like, it reminds me of, I guess this was kind of ripping off Adam Strange, / Gordon, Starlight, the Mark Millar book from a number of years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, if Adam Strange was real, he'd come back to Earth and be like, guess what happened? Everyone would be like, no. Liar.
Yeah.
So I like that this cool take on it. That's different enough from Starlight that I would never accuse it of ripping it off or anything.
Okay.
I mean, if this comic's ripping off anything, it's John Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's definitely some very John Carter vibes in it. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But it's homage.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Yeah,
sure.
It's homage.
Strange Adventures 3, highly recommended. A guy came in today and bought the first one. I'm like, you know, there's two more. And he's like, yeah, I'm just trying it out. And I said, like, cool, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. After you read the first one, you'll have to read 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Like, especially there's a big cliffhanger at the end of one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, I remember, and that was like right when COVID started too.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And it took like 3 months for 2 and 3 to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah,
COVID.
3 months between writing this. Who's writing this? Neil Gaiman?
Oh. Have you written anything recently? No.
Like books.
God, books.
Yeah, like books without pictures.
Other stuff came out, like Empire.
Yeah, Empire's the new big event. Can you tell us what happens, or do you know?
I don't know. There's a Kree Skrull war.
Again?
I think so.
I thought maybe this was like them unifying. Like, let's just team up and we can take over everyone who's not
us. The bad guys then? Does it say in the beginning?
The people who aren't the Kree or the Skrull.
Oh, I guess it's the Kree Skrull Alliance.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm wrong. But there's like...
They're making a big empire. I think that's a great idea because then they could go to war with the Shi'ar.
But who are they fighting?
Oh, you're just looking at the description right there.
Yeah, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, what I like about this is that Hulkling appears to be pretty front and center because he's the son of a Skrull and Captain Marvel, as in Mar-Vell.
Right.
The original Marvel Captain Marvel. The first Marvel Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that we have to specify that? Because there was a Captain Marvel that was before. What's happening in this?
Oh, I just think it's really funny because there's a mutual enemy of the plant-like race known as the Kotati.
Kotati.
There's a city right near us called Kotati.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like between Sebastopol and like...
Are there lots of plants?
Yeah, probably trees and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they have trees.
They have trees. Kotati. So I guess that's who they're fighting. Meanwhile, the remaining Kotati, after being nearly wiped out of existence by the Kree, have been revegetating.
Sure.
It does say that. The blue area of the Earth's moon.
Where the Inhumans.
Yeah. Leading the Kotati's effort, it's like saying Kotati, are the Kwai? Kwai? Kwai?
Kwai.
Kwai. The prophesied celestial messiah and his father, the swordsman.
Kwai Savigny.
Kwai Savigny. Facing annihilation, they summon their former allies, the Avengers, to the moon. Meanwhile, the Fantastic Four were heading home from a mission in space when they came across the Kree Skrull Armada en route to Earth. I guess that's what's happening.
Wasn't there... I feel like when Secret Invasion happened, Marvel was like, what if Secret Invasion was just forever and the Skrulls live on Earth now?
Yeah.
And then they choked and didn't do it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Because they were like, that'll rupture the status quo too much. We want people to be able to see the movies and come buy these comics without being confused.
Correct.
That sucks, because that would have been so cool to have Skrulls. Like, Skrulls are Earthlings now.
Yeah. Well, I think they are pushing that a little bit because Captain Marvel.
Yeah, in Captain Marvel, they're good guys.
Yeah.
Which, like, that was so cool as a longtime comics fan who was like, the Skrulls are the bad guys. Of course they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
Skrulls are shapeshifters. Shapeshifters are by nature. Like, there's very few examples, not just in comics, in fiction, of shapeshifters that are good guys.
Yeah. And I still think they're kind of pushing that. They're still trying to integrate some of that into this comic.
Well, like, did you think that when you were, like, maybe when you were a kid... Did you think that the Kree were the good guys and the Skrulls were the bad guys?
Yes.
So, and it wasn't until later in life where I was like, no, they both are the bad guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Except, I guess we have a sympathetic Kree in Captain Marvel.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think she gets her old Kree costume back to Captain Marvel. And as I was flipping through this, I saw
Carol?
That. Carol does,
yeah. That's cool.
She dies and comes back. That's the thing that happens.
That's her. That's so
that's
much
like
of her.
Thing.
That's her thing. She gets killed or loses her powers and then, whatever.
Anyways, this is not selling well.
I'm not saying that Carol Danvers isn't a cool and interesting character. I just feel bad for people who like love Carol Danvers because it must be so hard to keep track.
It's so hard.
Yeah,
definitely. That's why I've never like fully committed into the Carol core.
Yeah.
Because every time I start reading her comics, something happens and fully changes her character. And it's so convoluted, her history. Oh, look, there's a fancy tribal guy in here.
Is he Kree or Skrull or Kotati?
I think he's a Kotati.
Oh, because he's holding like a piece of broccoli or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's the broccoli guys that Jean killed.
I thought they were asparagus.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
They were just finishing the salad. They
make everyone smell like tea.
Oh, God, a broccoli asparagus salad.
Ugh. I actually like both of those vegetables, but not together.
Wait, there's a species. They were like early Fantastic Four enemies or something that look like eggs.
Oh, wait.
So, we're just making a vegetarian omelet.
Nice. All right. Well, Empire looks crappy. I don't think it's going to be great.
I think they were called the Ovum.
Is that the Hulkling?
That's Hulkling, yeah. So no,
Why does he have shitty blonde hair? He's
always been blonde.
Does he have, but like, he has a really bad, like, bowl cut here.
Yeah, I think that's the style.
Right now?
I think.
Do you think that's what's in style?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm still watching 100% Hotter. This is not the haircut right now.
God, you want to talk about trash. Oh my God.
Jacob just fell. He's okay. Jacob, you love breaking chairs here.
I do break chairs a lot.
Jacob breaks chairs.
I've actually fallen over on this stool before.
Do we need to take a break?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Just my pride.
All right.
I took a lot of comics with me on that fall. A lot of Love and Rockets.
Oh, now I'm dying.
Yeah, maybe let's take a break.
Okay.
So we hit pause.
I hope you enjoyed our commercial of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know that we had one. let's get into... Should we talk about Batman?
All right, let's talk about Batman.
All right, cool. So, Batman 95 is out. Joker War Part 1.
Right.
Joker recently got a new sidekick. Mm-hmm. Her name is Punchline. She's basically Harley Quinn again. And it's Joker just running around killing people some more, doing more sadistic Joker shit. I don't know. Did you read this?
Nah.
Yeah, it's not what I
read
want.
The precursor to Joker War.
Okay. Oh, a detective?
Yeah. Because detective looks cool right now. Though I still wish detective was just detecting. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like monsters. And,
yeah.
In my comic group that I'm in, we had a question the other day, and they're like, what DC or Marvel comic would you write out of any of them?
Sure.
And I was like, I would just want to write Detective Comics and just be, it would just be Bruce Wayne going back to being...
Do it like mystery story.
A mystery, yeah.
It could still
like
be super noir. Villains.
Yeah, there could still be villains, but I just want him like solving crimes again.
Yeah.
And it not just be like, oh, I'm in a monster squad. Because that's what it was last year.
Oh,
remember
sure.
when he was literally in a monster squad? And he was like in a squad with like Killer Croc. And like, and Batwoman and Clayface, yeah. And I was like, this is not Detective Comics at all. Like, this is literally Batman's Monster Squad. That's what it should have been called.
I think it'd be fun if it was Detective Comics, and every time he figured out who the killer was, it turned out it was just Clayface pretending to be someone else again.
Every time.
Every time.
Oh my God.
That would be really funny if you did it like 4 months in a row.
But then he would literally just be the worst detective.
Yeah, but Clayface can change his fingerprints.
Yeah. Is that all Batman does is just check people's fingerprints?
I don't know what detectives do.
Well, then you shouldn't write Detective Comics.
Yeah, Clayface doesn't bleed. It would make it really hard to get DNA evidence.
That's true.
Does he bleed?
I don't think so.
It's just clay.
He just bleeds clay.
It's just more clay.
And then we just leave clay on the ground.
Yeah.
And that's how you catch him.
How can we figure out who Clayface killed this guy in this pottery studio? We'll never track him down.
Never! He's literally just that pot! Again!
Oh. This is worse than when I had to find Where's Waldo in that barber pole factory.
And I don't know. Okay, so I'm not like really reading this Batman comic, but like haven't they done this already where Joker just turns people into scary Joker face monsters?
So what I was excited about when I was saying I'm really going to read this series because I think it's going to be really cool. And part of why I wanted to get it was because I thought it was Batman 3 Jokers,
which
is coming out soon, which is establishing. I think the idea here is that there have always been three guys pretending to be the Joker.
Yeah.
And that's why the Joker can have like three fairly disparate personalities to explain like, no, there's actually actually been three of them this whole time. I think that's a really cool idea.
That's a cool idea.
I was really excited to read that comic. Yeah. This is not that comic. This is so I was like, oh, Joker War. It's the three Jokers going to war with one another.
Yeah.
No, this is Batman versus one of the three.
One of the three Jokers.
How funny would it
and
be
punchline.
If it's not actually three Jokers? It's actually like eight Jokers.
Ooh. Eight Jokers.
It's
huh?
like the end of the Powerpuff Girls movie where Mojo Jojo turns a whole bunch of different monkeys into right, super into, smart.
Yeah, into a bunch of Mojo Jojos.
Yeah, and so it's just all these different looking Mojo Jojos in their, like, same outfit, but, like, one's a gorilla, one's a baboon, one's a spider monkey, one's barrel of monkeys.
Yeah. Wait, is Alfred back to life? Oh, no, he's just, okay. Sorry, I'm still...
Alfred died?
Alfred died.
Again?
Again.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
I mean, whatever.
I hate when they kill Alfred. I'm sure he'll be back.
Yeah, they'll do another universe reshaping crisis and just be right. like, Alfred's back now.
Right.
Yeah.
I also don't like this punchline character at all. And why do they keep getting fear toxin? But it's her own blend of fear toxin.
That also has laughing gas and something else, she says.
Yeah, it's her own little blend. Some of the boss's stuff tweaked with a bit of fear toxin and a little bit of venom so it doesn't kill you.
Oh, Bane and venom.
Bane That's what venom,
I was like,
yeah.
there's definitely a third like villain thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's writing this? Oh, James Tynion
the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, and I think that you have to, like, whenever a writer comes on a Batman book, they have to do a Joker story at some point, just yeah. because it's the Joker. You
it's
have
the Joker,
to,
you have to. You want to.
Yeah.
You gotta.
You don't have to do Penguin, you don't have to do Catwoman, you don't have to do Two-Face. I hope no one does Two-Face. There's so few good Two-Face stories.
There really is.
But, like...
They're just like, he's a mafia guy. That's
yeah.
pretty much all they do with him.
Yeah, like...
You could do a great Two-Face story.
The cool angle with Two-Face, and they've done it, is that he knew Bruce Wayne before they were... their respective
right.
identities. And that's very cool. And the flipping a coin thing can be done, interestingly, if you do it right. But, like, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Do new villains.
But nobody cares about the new villains. Nobody cares about Professor Pig. I guess people care about Court of Owls.
I care about Professor Pig.
And the rumor is that the Court of Owls are going to be in the new movie.
Yes.
Which, yeah, great. Okay, cool. But, like, besides Court of Owls and Professor Pig, can you name any other Batman villain from the last 20 years? Like, created in the last 20 years?
Yeah. I can.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay.
Let's
hear it.
That one that just came out. Oh, God, what was his name? The one with the flowers. Bloom!
Okay, but isn't Bloom kind of just riffing on Poison Ivy?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, there's always, like, there was the League of Man-Bats or something.
Right.
Like, all the Ninja Man-Bats, which is, like, I guess you could say that's a new character, but it's not. It's just yeah. Man-Bat. Or, I mean, Punchline is, I guess, technically a new character, but she's
totally just Harley Quinn.
She's just Harley Quinn.
She's Harley Quinn. Yeah.
Or Joker's Daughter, which isn't a new character. That's, like, another name for a character that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Remember when, this was years ago, when I worked here before. When Joker's Daughter was like, this is going to be the new hot character. Everybody yeah. wanted the comic she was in.
Yeah.
The comic wasn't good, and then nothing happened.
Yeah. And she also wasn't a new character. She was created in the 70s in Batman's family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And was a member of the Teen Titans, mm-hmm. and, like, was Two-Face's daughter, actually Two-Face's daughter, pretending yeah. to be the Joker's daughter or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And those were the stupid holographic covers, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And that
Stop
was
it.
During
Stop
the
it.
Joker cutting off faces period, and she had a face on her face.
Yeah.
It's just not cool, DC.
No.
However, I will say that DC is not nearly as petty as Marvel right now.
No, not nearly.
So we're talking about how DC's comics are coming out on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
What did Marvel do exactly?
So Marvel decided that they were going to put out Wednesday covers,
mm-hmm.
like variants, on all of their comics.
Literally everyone.
Every single one of them.
Oh, crumbity.
We only bought, like, a couple that were just for, like, people, like, our subscribers mostly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one or two got to the shelves. Yeah.
I saw, like, the Spider-Man one. I think maybe one Spider-Man one, one X-Men one. I saw
yeah,
on our shelves.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what did it say exactly? It said,
On sale Wednesday.
On sale Wednesday.
With the logo of whatever
With the logo,
comic.
Yeah, of that comic. And that was it. That was the only thing that was on the...
No art,
no
nothing.
No art.
It was just a dig at DC.
Just a dig.
So pointless.
Yeah.
Because, like, Marvel doesn't need to do shit like that.
No, they don't. It's, first of all, you're Marvel.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're owned by Disney.
Yeah.
Third of all, you don't do anything for us.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Like,
ever.
What's crazy to me is that Marvel, like, you can't really, this isn't really a rivalry anymore.
No.
Like, it used to, like, it used to be like Coke and Pepsi, but Marvel's movies outgross DC's movies significantly. There's not really a contest.
No.
Except for Wonder Woman, I think every Marvel movie,
every
time a Marvel movie and DC movie come out the same year, the Marvel movie makes more money.
Right.
Also, if you look at the trade paperbacks, a Marvel compilation of six issues costs, what, like $5-6 more than a DC compilation of the same size?
Mm-hmm.
So, and people will buy it. People will pay for it. Marvel knows that their goods are more valuable.
Right.
Why do they have to resort to petty bullshit?
I don't know. Because they're petty. Because they're literally just petty.
I guess. I mean, Disney does do shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're the reason we have the public domain is dead, after all.
Right. Isn't Mickey Mouse going to be in the public domain in, like, 2024?
Well, if they don't do anything.
If they don't do anything about it.
Which
of course they will.
Of course they will. But even if they did, it would be, like, black and white Mickey. Steamboat Willie's in the public domain.
Right.
But of course they're going to do something.
Yeah. Because it's Disney.
Yeah.
It's like when that teacher showed the Lion King?
That was in Berkeley.
Yeah, it was
that
in Berkeley.
That was in Emerson, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing a screening of the new Lion King for something. They made like a few $100s, and then Disney sued them. And then when the news trickled up the ladder to make it up to Bob Iger or whoever, they were like, oh, never mind, actually, here's some money, and we're sorry.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you have the market share or control of anything, but at the same time, it's not Disney versus DC. It's Disney versus Time Warner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And now it's AT&T.
That's why I think...
Time Warner.
We're not talking about any Image Comics this week, are we? We haven't set any aside.
No, I did... Well, I did put one aside originally. I think I put it back, though. I just didn't like the looks of it.
But the problem... has Image been hit harder by COVID than other people? Like,
I think so.
Image books have slowed way down?
I don't really think that's their problem, though, because, I mean, they're still doing really nice things for retailers. Like, they still have all those number ones that are returnable.
Right.
So they're still really, really trying. But a lot of the books they've been putting out recently just aren't as good.
Yeah. It's like 5 years ago, they were, like, crushing it. Saga, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The Jason Aaron book. Southern Bastards.
I mean, Sex Criminals was going strong.
Yeah, Black Science was popular. Class.
Deadly Class. Yeah, I mean, everything Rick Remender, and now a lot of Rick Remender's books are
almost done.
Low just came out.
Okay.
On Wednesday, finally.
Yeah.
They're
doing Die, and Die is good.
Die is going well, but you know, Kieran's other books are gone. They're done.
Wicked and Divine is done. Okay.
So like all of their big heavy hitters are over.
Mm-hmm.
So they need like a new like fresh cream of the crop of Image books.
Saga's on hiatus.
Saga's been on hiatus.
What's Brian K. Vaughan doing? Nothing.
Writing TV.
I guess
that's what he said he was doing, but Saga was still supposed to come back.
Yeah.
So they need to like get that going, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I remember one year we went to Image Expo. Remember when they had that Image Expo, like, we could walk to it?
So nice.
Lovely. Because it was, no shade on Seattle. Seattle's a fine city. And I'm sure that you have a great time when you go up there.
Yeah.
But, like, I liked having one here.
I know.
And they're based here.
They are. Well, they were. They're not anymore. Now they're in Portland.
Oh, right.
And they were doing that Image Expo in Portland, which I also went to once. It just wasn't the same. You know, I'm sure they loved having it in Portland and stuff, too. But, it wasn't. And everyone said, like, no, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
We don't have anything in several... Well, I mean, in the Bay Area, we don't have any good comic conventions.
No, we have nothing. Anyway. On that depressing topic.
What's in the news?
What's in the news? This isn't really news. It's just fun. I've been watching a lot of Superman recently, just Superman in general.
Right, the Christopher Reeve movies.
Yeah, I watched Christopher Reeves. I watched Supergirl, the movie.
From the 80s?
From the 1984.
Ugh.
What? No.
Wasn't it bad? I haven't seen it.
Well,
I just got the reputation.
Okay, it has a reputation. If you know a lot about Supergirl, it's probably not the movie for you if you've never seen it. I mean, but I grew up with it,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it. Yeah, Faye Dunaway is in it. Like, there's a lot of good people. Peter O'Toole.
Faye Dunaway from King Kong?
Yeah. Faye Dunaway.
Oh, wow. That's Faye Ray.
Oh, Faye Ray. Oh, okay. Not from King Kong. No, Chinatown.
Faye Rubin? That's my grandmother. That's my paternal grandmother. Never mind.
You know a lot of Faye's, then.
I'm done. That's my list.
No, Oscar-winning Faye Dunaway.
Sure.
Actress. She's the bad guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's like a witch. It's very strange. Anyways, Supergirl spins around and changes into her costume real fast.
Like Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Just like Wonder Woman.
That's weird.
She's got her Linda Lee.
She does Linda Lee?
She does Linda Lee.
Does she wear the wig?
She sure does.
With the pigtails?
No.
Oh, okay. But she wears a wig.
Black, yeah.
Okay.
Or brown, dark brown, yeah. Yeah, it's great. So I watched Superman first, and
is
I watched Supergirl.
Superman in it?
No, they just show a poster of him.
What?
Yeah, and they don't allow them to use the music.
Ah, that sucks.
I know. And Jimmy Olsen is in it, though. I think that's the only crossover is Jimmy.
Sure. Is it the same actor?
Same actor.
Oh, okay. So that's their tie.
That's their tie.
All right.
Yeah, that's it, though. Nothing else. Yeah, and I also didn't realize how long it's been since I watched the original Superman. I've watched Superman 2 like 1,000 times.
Sure, it's better.
It's better.
Yeah.
But then, so I started watching the original Superman, and I completely forgot about the beginning where they have Zod and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, did I put Superman 2 on by accident?
Because they do just recycle that footage for the second one, right?
They do, yeah. And, yeah. And then the music starts, and I got, like, goose pimples. Mm-hmm. And then my friend who was watching it with me called me the biggest nerd on the planet. And then I just told her she forgot who I actually was.
Right.
So, I also have this article, though. So,
yes.
Talking about Superman. My dad actually sent this to me, because he gets really excited when he finds nerdy articles and then can send them to me.
Sure.
I'm sure yours does, too.
Every so often, yeah.
So, this is Superman's secret son that even DC Comics forgot about.
Oh, yeah. This is crazy.
So, this is from Screen Rant, written by Liam Maguire. A very recent article.
Not a hoax, not a dream, not an imaginary story.
Yeah, this is from Action Comics 232. I thought we had it, but I think we sold it recently. From 1957, written by Jerry Coleman, Wayne Boring, and inked by Stan Kay. This is a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, Superman... This is not really his real son, but they call him Superman Jr. And he comes to Earth... And he has, like, steals basically Superman's powers, or just absorbs them, I guess.
He's also an alien?
Yes.
But he's not a Kryptonian.
No. As far as we know, anyways. He just has, like, another, like, rocket that crashes to Earth.
Okay.
I don't know. His name is Jimmy Kirk. Of course it is, right?
Yeah.
And they also find out that there's another meteorite heading to Earth. So just like Superman's origin story. And Superman also begins to die, and because this other alien child or whatever is like stealing his powers,
mm-hmm.
and that's like the professor that Superman goes to figures out that it's Jimmy, that's leeching his powers from him.
Right.
So they figure out, to fix this. They're going to, and to get the meteorite away from space, that they're going to have to send Jimmy away to a far off planet. But Jimmy's like a nice kid. It's not like he's like an evil guy or anything, right? Very nice. So they end up taking Jimmy and just abandoning him on this like planet far off into outer space. And, like, Jimmy doesn't have any more powers anymore. Like, once they do this, like, he gets depowered.
Because he has to be be near Superman to do it.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So then they just leave him on this planet forever. By himself. An abandoned planet.
So here's my question. Right. Why didn't they just put him in the Phantom Zone with Mon-El? Until Superman... Okay, when you can come out when Superman's dead. You won't age, because that's how the Phantom Zone works.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know, because Superman's a jerk?
That's like, so that's weird.
It's so mean.
And, like, the thing is, that's pretty close to the movie Hancock.
Right. Oh, and also, by the way, Jimmy destroys the meteorite in the process. So he saves Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So he's a good guy.
He saves Earth, but then they're like, but we want Superman back, so now you have to go live off on this moon.
Correct, yeah.
So it's not like...
Superman's gonna die.
Oh, my God. That's so shitty.
I know. So to say thank you, we're going to leave you on this abandoned planet.
But I really loved, like, those comics that had no, just genuinely didn't give a shit about establishing a status quo. Like, we don't have to worry about this ever coming back. We'll just say it's just complete clean slate. There's a speaking of the Spectre, there's a Spectre comic that I found when I was a kid that, from, like, the 40s, like, original Spectre run, where he met someone who had the same powers that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fighting, and it was like, well, the Spectre is no match for someone, literally, someone who can do exactly what he does, but for evil. So therefore, he's like completely reckless. And the way that Spectre stopped him was he got a paralysis ray and pointed it at him when they were in a room. Just a room in a building. Right. And then the guy was frozen by the paralysis ray. And Spectre's like, I'll just leave you here. Bye. And then leaves. And then the story ends. So the guy's just standing there.
In paralysis?
Potentially. He can talk.
Okay.
Because he says, what have you done to me? Or whatever.
That's so sad.
But he was, you know, killing people.
Okay. And so wasn't like, good.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Not like this guy.
This is someone who had committed crimes that I would say, sure, if you have life imprisonments, life sentences, this is a time when that would make sense. It's just like considering how powerful he is.
Right.
But, like, he's just standing there in that building in a city, which could be torn down at any time. Right. So, literally, whenever they want, they could have, like, some guy walk through there and the guy's like, hey, turn off that ray. Help. I'm right. stuck. And then he just like reading Justice Society comics, like all the way up into the 2000s, I was like, you know, Jeff Johns could just have like friggin' some teenager run around in this building and walk into this room and go, oh, hey. And then we have a great story.
Right.
We have this guy who's got a vengeance against the Spectre. All the heroes of the, you know, it's like the crisis. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So this kid could come back whenever.
He could come back whenever. No one has used this story.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy writing this article just opened up a whole new can of worms. Anybody could use this story now.
Yeah.
They don't have to ask, right? The DC. Well, I guess I do have to ask.
That'd be a really cool, like, I feel like DC, I don't know, it wouldn't work with Marvel as well, because Marvel's got a much tighter continuity, but if they said, DC writers, go find a weird comic, mm-hmm. a weird, like, you know, one of our characters, not like, don't take, like, you know, a random issue of House of Mystery or whatever, take, like, one of our characters that we still use, and a comic that some crazy story, like, exactly like this, write a sequel, put it in... Say, what if this had happened recently?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be such a cool challenge.
It would be a really cool, that'd be a great story to rewrite. Like, he's just been sitting on this planet... since 1957.
Wow.
Just waiting for his chance. And, like, well, I don't know, something like another meteorite flies by, and he's like, oh, crap, I'm going to hitch a ride on that.
Right.
Comes back, and it's like, fuck you, Superman.
I mean, how long do you think he's sitting on that planet before he's like, I should have held out for a better deal?
Yeah. I would give it 6 months.
Or, like, he gets picked up by, I mean, okay, Brainiac, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Is going through, like, the history of Superman and goes, oh, there was this person who could leech away his powers just by being nearby, and he trusted him. I'll go get him.
Oh, yeah.
And bring him back to Earth, and then I don't have to worry about Superman, so I can turn people into robots. Brainiac's motivations have never been perfectly clear to me.
No, never. And which Brainiac, too.
Yeah.
Several of them. One of them's gonna figure it out.
They're not all actually, like, the same... mind in different bodies?
That's true, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, the Brainiac construct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's a whole planet of Kuluans.
Kuluans.
Hey, it's from the planet Kulu.
Yeah.
Brainiac 5.
I've been drinking a lot of Kahlua recently, so...
A Kahlua and Coke? Look how tiny my drink is. I shrank it.
Made from Kahlua. Mashed them up. Other things in the actual news. Is there anything in the news? I mean,
other comics news?
Besides coronavirus?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so.
Probably. But it's been like an hour, right?
Yeah, it's been about an hour. Okay. We can call it.
We can probably call it.
Yeah. What do you want to plug?
We came out with 9,000 beers this week at my brewery.
Cool.
Yeah, literally 9,000. So come
like
drink
Dragon
those.
Ball Z.
Yeah.
It's over 9,000.
Over 9,000.
Let's come out with one more.
So come drink those beers, not on the premises, but buy them curbside from me.
Sure.
Yeah. At Ghost Town Brewing. Come see the selection at ghosttownbrewing.com. Follow me on Instagram. Do we still have those plugs up? We need to do new bumpers, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so at at Jessa Balboni on Twitter.
Oh, like a credits thing? We had something like that? Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Okay.
Because now that I'm editing the show, we have to re-record that.
Okay. Yeah. This is stimulating.
Yeah.
So at Jessa Balboni, Twitter, at Instagram.
As for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jacob S. Rubin. I have another podcast called Boo to a Goose. I mentioned it earlier on the show. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. It's me and my British wife talking about the history and usage of British slang terms. It's really silly and cute. This most recent episode was about, it came out today, donkey's years.
I don't know.
I haven't seen you in donkey's years.
that like 12 years?
No, just a long time. Yeah, and we're like, why donkeys? And we find out.
Oh, okay, cool.
And also, is it donkeys' years or donkeys' ears?
Oh.
That's also in the episode.
Thing?
That's a thing.
Cool.
And people use them both. Hmm. And we're like, which one came first? And it's a chicken and the egg thing. And we have to figure out which one came first.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
You can listen to that show and find out.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it. Come buy comics here, guys.
Come buy comics. We have comics.
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 10:30 to 7 on Monday through Saturday, and then noon to 6 on Sundays.
That's a thing. We're
yeah.
here.
Cool. Well, I'm Jacob Rubin.
Jessica, I don't know my name. Jessica Balboni.
And don't escape from your life. It's the podcast about escaping. Harry Houdini, goodbye.